Sonia Kelly is an actor and writer who's a regular contributor to the programme. Recently, she travelled to Monaghan to take part in a residency at the Tyrone Guthrie Centre in Anna McCarrig.
Oh my God, 1 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I slept through the alarm and I'm running about with one sock on, trying to brush my teeth and eat toast at the same time. Beep beep! Come on, Sonia! We've a meet and greet at 10! I hate that phrase, meet and greet. They're only together because they rhyme. No economy of style. Oh, wait, I can't find my complete Oscar Wilde. I had pictures of myself ambling about the lake reading his letters. I grabbed Dorothy Parker instead. Not literally, she's dead. Amy Conroy, esteemed playwright who is alive, is outside trying to find space in the boot for me. I mean, my stuff. We're off to Make, a week-long residency at Anna McCarrig, an artist's retreat in County Monaghan, and we are a mess. I had two shows the day before, and Amy was picking up a gala award for I Heart Alice Heart Eye, and we're both a bit, let's say, tired and emotional. So we stop at Lusk for bananas and tea, and then it's off the highway and into the veins and capillaries of County Monaghan. As we approach the gates of the Tyrone Guthrie Centre, I have to get out and shoo the pheasants away. They're everywhere. Amy beeps and shouts, "Take Egypts!" But they just stare into the headlamps of the car, cool as a spaghetti western. "Go away, pheasants! We're late for making art!" They waddle off and eventually we speed up to the house. Each bedroom has its own desk, chair and window to muse out of. There are even a few ghosts in one or two. I release myself from bag and baggage in Lady Guthrie's room and look out at the lake, still as a mill pond. The room is not haunted, but the one next door is. I asked Rory Donovan, the choreographer, did he mind, and he said no because he was making a piece about zombies. Down the corridor I hear Stuart, the Canadian composer, tinkling on the grand piano. He's working on a dance party-style theatre piece about positive ways to combat homophobic violence. His voice skates under the crack of the doorway and I can hear, "And we'll shine, and we'll shine, and we'll shine." It's lovely. Down in the drawing room, Elnor Tiernan, the comedian, is working on a piece on forgiveness and how yoga could help us absolve Ireland of its misdemeanours, leading us to become a happier nation. It's hilarious. Me? Well, I'm working on a new autobiographical narrative called Anywhere Else But Here, a story about falling in love and proving it to the government. And it's all go. Well, actually, it's all stop for me for the first few days, then it's all go. And then I stop again and I have to knock on Amy Conroy's door for help. "I'll read this, help, it's a mess, I'm stuck." And she says, don't stress, you just can't see it. But that shouldn't stop you from knowing it's there. You know it's there, you just have to believe it. Now, read this, I'm stuck. So I read her play and I tell her it's brilliant and then I go back to the desk again and hammer out the words before the glow of compliments wanes. The gong sounds for dinner and we file out of our warrens into the kitchen. Tonight it's fish pie followed by wine glasses full of lime mousse with ginger biscuits. I was warned. 1 week in Anna McCarrick equals £5. Every bite you eat is lovingly prepared by the culinary queens of the kitchen. Art comes in many guises. After the meal, we all wander down to the lake and look out at the reflection of the stars speckling the water. Claire, the choreographer, shoots a finger at the horizon and shouts, "Look! A star is falling behind that mountain!" "Oh, yeah." I agree to be polite, but to be honest, I just can't see it. But that doesn't stop me from knowing it's there. I know it's there. I just have to believe it.